Welcome back. It is episode 30 of Idiosyncratic Transmissions, the podcast. Your weekly dose of independent music curated from around the web, bringing the eclectic straight to your ear. I'm your host, Matt the Madman Breyer, and this week we've got a good show for you. We've got numbers from bands Dropkick, Moritat, artists Max Carmichael, Shannon Hurley, Band Elon, and a new single from podcasting favorite Matthew Ebel. All this coming up here in episode 30 of Idiosyncratic Transmissions. And we kick off this episode with one from Mexico. As they would say on the old days, Dateline, Guadalajara, Mexico. Elon is riding high. Bad Days Are Gone is a hit south of the border, and the Mexican quintet has finally set the stage for an entrance into the American market with the April 17th release of CS in Spain. After 15 years together, seven albums have sold a cumulative 1.7 million units independently, and countless shows, the band will perform for the first time in the U.S. in 2012. On their eighth album, CS Spin, the brother and sister-led quintet continue a streak as the first Mexican group to release successful albums in English, offering plenty of gritty, graceful style in its tracks thanks to the snake charmer's dance of Elon's vibrant singing and deeply human lyrics, and Giancarlo Defen's emotionally expressive, sonically adventurous guitar work that is reminiscent of the best sounds that came out of Jacksonville in the 70s. There's a staggering level of musical communication nearly hardwired into the band members' genes. Elon has played together since they were children. Guitarist Mauricio El Pato Lopez has collaborated with the Defans since their early teens, while bassist Carlos Charlie Padilla Mikeo was in the first jam band with Giancarlo and has been best of friends for nearly two decades, and have played together for just as long. Giancarlo shares, We've really hit the point we're at because of the constant touring we've done together over the past 15 years. We're really a live band, and we developed our sounds by playing anywhere we could. In a 24-hour period, we could be on a tiny stage in a cantina, and then next evening in a huge stage in front of thousands. And this is a track off of that album. Check it out if you get a chance. The title of the album again is See Us Spin. And this is Bad Days Are Gone from Elon. Next up, from Chicago, Illinois, is Moritat. Moritat is a power trio comprised of vocalist and keyboardist Venus Laurel, bassist Constantine Jace, and drummer Corey McCafferty. They can be driving and noisy or textured, heavy and grooving, not to mention rock hard. No styles, approaches, or contexts are off-limit from these three offbeat musicians. Their self-produced EP, 1 Minute Fade, was released in June of 2010, and in the summer of 2011, they entered Engine Studios in Chicago and began working with Brian Deck on their first LP, Clil Blanzen, which will be released this summer. And this is the title of the first single off of that, Cats, from Moritat.
Sky.
Next up, we have a band that Tom Morton from BBC Radio Scotland described as Scotland's finest alt-country power pop band. Dropkick was formed by brothers Andrew and Alistair Taylor and friend Ian Greer at school in a small town on the east coast of Scotland in the late 1990s. Starting off as a punk pop band, the band discovered the music of the Jayhawks, the Byrds, and Wilco, and their sound gradually matured into more of an alt-country style, but without losing the upbeat, catchy melodies of their songs. Since their self-titled debut album in 2001, they have had a succession of critically acclaimed releases on their own Tailored Records label. The latest of these, Dot the I, was released in March 2008 and has now been reissued by Spanish label Rock Indiana Records. The band's current album, Abelay Hotel, was their second to be released on Swedish label Sound Asleep Records, and was named after a hotel the band stayed in during their headlining tour of Spain in 2009. Dropkick's lineup has changed many times over the years, but in early 2011, the band reverted to its original three-piece lineup: Andrew Taylor on vocals, guitar, piano, drums, and mandolin, Alistair Taylor on vocal, guitar, and pedal steel, and Ian Greer on vocals, bass, and organ. Dropkick's 10th album, Time Cuts the Ties, was released on the 14th of May in 2011, on Sound Asleep Records. Actually, they have an even newer album coming up for release this summer, entitled Paper Trails, will also be released on Sound Asleep Records. Release date is still to be confirmed, but is likely to be in early July. Meanwhile, this is off of their album Time Cuts the Ties, Dropkick with Bad Line.
Always breaking up.
Stanford educated rocket scientist, freight train hopping hobo, urban bohemian, desert survivalist, internet entrepreneur, and pioneer of Web 2.0, Max Carmichael. With a range of styles evoking Paul Simon, Calexico, Moby, and U2, Carmichael's work is continually surprising yet surprisingly familiar. This is his latest single. It was released in March of this year, Date with Destiny by Max Carmichael.
Mercury or Mars, and the armies of the night obscure the stars. Don't despair till somebody cares. You got to carry on. And though they say you're just a paranoid in paradise, you're just afraid to get bit by that gift horse twice. They've got your number, you better change it to keep those rude boys away. You're an outcast child, you know, but it's out here fun. And that's how I know you'll be the one. I got my course set for you across this dark and stormy sea. Cause baby, you and me, girl, we got a date with destiny. Mercury or Mars, and the armies of night obscure the stars. And don't despair till somebody cares. You've got to carry on. And though they say you're just a paranoid in paradise, you're just afraid to get bitten by that gift horse twice. They've got your number, you better change it to keep those rude boys away. You're an outcast child, you know, but it's got you fun. And that's how I know you'd be the one. I got my course set for you across this dark and stormy sea. Cause baby, you and me, girl, we got a day with destiny. A day with destiny. A day with destiny. A day with destiny.
Picked as one of Rolling Stone's top 25 best bands on MySpace, Shannon Hurley released her debut album, Ready to Wake Up, in 2007. An honest voice paired with pure and simple lyrics called to mind a young Carole King with the pop sensibility of Amy Mann. When Shannon put out a call for remixes, the Creative Commons community responded with over 500 versions of her songs. She drew the best from the tracks and compiled an album called Second Light, The Ready to Wake Up Remixes. In 2009, Shannon and husband Ben Eisen, also her long-standing bass player, moved to Nashville, Tennessee. It was there they started a new band called Lovers and Poets, an electronic chill-pop project that garnered airplay in KCRW and Adam Carolla's Ace Broadcasting Network. I'll also be featuring a song from them in a future episode of this podcast. Shannon and Ben returned to LA in 2010, but not before Shannon was off to Vietnam to perform at the Hyatt Hotel in Saigon. Vietnam for 3 months. Always pre-read. Nothing else you learn from this podcast, always pre-read and have an idea of what you're going to be reading. Anyway, She performed as a pop lounge singer and came away with experience and a love for Asian culture. While in Vietnam, the devastating earthquake in Haiti happened, and Chan called several artist friends into action, and the resulting Songs for Haiti was born, with all proceeds from this digital compilation going to Oxfam America. Sadly, the day she returned to L.A., her mother passed away suddenly. She was one that introduced Shannon to pop music, having sung in rock bands while growing up in South Bend, Indiana. Determined to make the most personal album yet, she is following up with California, which started with a single self-titled track in January of 2009. Beg, Steal, Borrow, which will be on the new album, appeared on the Emmy-nominated web-based series Venice. Many fans have helped fund this recording through Kickstarter, and with their help, the new album California was released in July of 2011. This is that track, Beg, Steal, Borrow, from Shannon Early here on Idiosyncratic Transmissions.
Yeah.
And this brings us to the end of another episode of Video Syncrite Transmissions, the podcast. But before I introduce the last artist and go through the weekly notes, Idiosyncratic Transmissions podcast can be found at idiosyncratictransmissions.com. You can also find out how to get in touch with me. You go out there and click on the contact me in the title bar of every page. It'll bring up a form. You can fill out and send it to me. You can also email me, mattman, that's M-A-T-M-A-N, at idiosyncratictransmissions.com. Call us on our Google Voice line at 502-509-1607. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/idiosyncpod. That's IDIOSYNCPOD. And you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/idiosyncpod. All those links are available from the website. Also on the website are the show notes for each episode, with links to each artist's websites. So if you like the music, please go out and support the artists so they can keep on doing what they're doing. Music this week is from Mevio.com, Crash Avenue Publicity, and Aerial Publicity. So thanks to them. They make this podcast possible, as well as you, the listener. Please keep listening. Please review us on iTunes. And if you have some extra money you don't know what to do with, go out to Idiosyncratic Transmissions and click on the donations link. A variety of options that you can help us out. We're also webcasting on loudcaster.com. There's a link on the website, of course. And if you've been on the website recently, you'll notice the theme has changed. It may change again. I don't know. I'm playing around with themes to see, find one I really like. Although the current one's pretty nice, so I may just keep it. So we're down to the last artist, and this one needs no introduction. Favorite from even back when I was doing the pop culture geek podcast. I introduced this artist from Adam Curry's Daily Source Code, and this artist has had a number of roles throughout the years. Of course, I'm talking about Matthew Ebel. He's just released his new album, The Lives of Dexter Peterson, this past week. And over the course of his life, he's been involved in the contemporary Christian music scene. He kind of went off on his own and got picked up very heavily by the podcasting community. Pioneered live shows on Ustream, as well as a subscription-based model for artists on the internet, getting support from his biggest fans, of which I was one of the subscribers at one time and hope to be again someday. His latest project, The Lives of Dexter Peterson, had its genesis in the National Novel Writing Month back in 2005. He finished a novel, and oddly enough, entitled The Lives of Dexter Peterson, before leaving Nashville. 6 years later, that story will become the focus of his new creative output. More than just a story, the final project will include a full-length musical album, which is out now, a graphic novel penned by Genesis Whitmore, a novella, an audiobook, remixable tracks, and a collection of behind-the-scenes updates, released exclusively to the subscribers of his MatthewEbel.net. Dexter Peterson is a man who has lived many lives over the years. He's been everything from a World War II soldier to a high priest in a post-apocalyptic society. In fact, he's lived as over 11,000 different people, with no control over where or when he lands next. All he knows is that for the last few lives, he's been followed by a girl named Alexandria. The same girl, no matter what life he's thrown into, though he can't figure out how to stop his life from fracturing further, all he knows is that he's destined to be with this girl for some reason or another. By the end of September 2011, Dexter's lives will finally intersect with the artists and the lives of the fans across the galaxy. And that's when he started releasing pages and notes and all that, and finally... I won't say finally because the novella is not out yet, but he has been releasing pre-drafts from the graphic novel on his website, so check that out. This is the lead single. It was part of the chart-bombing effort this past week to get the album noticed on Amazon and iTunes, and it was well worth it. The whole album is pure... fun piano rock in the style that, if you're a fan of Matthew Ebel, you've come... to love already. And if you're not a fan, then check it out, because I think you'll enjoy it as well, if you enjoy the show. Just saying. Anyway, this is Matthew Ebel with I Wish I Were, here ending this episode of Idiosyncratic Transmissions.
I wish I were Jean-Luc Picard. I don't think it would be that hard to sip Earl Grey and save the day while boldly going through the stars. Or maybe I'd be Captain Mal, a shining six gun as my pal. Sexy, broke, and full of jokes, even as things have gone to hell. Oh, I wish I were Starship Captain. I wish I were. I wish that I could be James Bond, with dry martinis, cars, and blondes, a PPK, and sharp things to say when I'm about to get it on. Or Harry Potter, king of spells and sorcery. I'd have no equals, and my sequels would become an industry. Yeah, I wish I were a British icon. I wish I were. Ford's ever been. I wish I